So we're delighted to be back there again to have a chance to, you know, do what we hoped we had done, we were going to do last year. And I suppose we weren't sure whether we could get back to it. You know, you have to think, you know, you have to be living the here now and playing the here now. And so we're delighted just to be back there and to have another go at it. And hopefully we can have a different result on Sunday.
Well, we always talk about experience in these big games. So what has experience taught you now in the lead up to the match on Sunday?
Well, I suppose, look, last year was, we were kind of a roller coaster all year long, you know, first county title, first Munster title, having to go to England, you know, a bit of an adventure, and then, you know, a massive home semi-final last year in a tough game against Sarsfield, and then everything was going well until halftime in the All-Ireland final, and, you know, everything was, you couldn't have written the script better, and then the script became a bit of a nightmare in the second half. And I suppose the, from last year, just we're a little bit calmer. We're there won't be, I would hope there wouldn't be as many nerves. You know, I think maybe we might. I think we've definitely improved as a team. You know, I think we're stronger in a lot of places. We've lots of options, and we've evolved, I suppose, as well. Players have gained a lot of experience over the year. Like, you know, there's a bit of confidence there. That, you know, they've won back-to-back county titles, won back-to-back Munster titles. Like, that has to breed confidence throughout the team. You know, the county players would probably have a lot of experience of winning, but, you know, the club players, the other girls, like, wouldn't have had that experience all the time. So, you know, success breeds confidence as well. So hopefully we can take that confidence forward on Sunday.
And in terms of being calmer this year, we'll say you had to be calm with replays and matches, heavy schedules there when you look at moving from county to Munster Championship. That's the experience of last year as well, even just this year.
Yeah, like, you know, that was a very tough week, but I think the experience they gained from last year, you know, and they developed a lot of, you know, their own way of dealing with things, and you know, they were very good at their recovery, and you know, I think all that has stood to us, you know, and I hope they'll stand us again in Parnell Park on Sunday, because, you know, they worked very hard that week to achieve what they achieved, and, you know, we feel like that was probably one of the hardest weeks they've ever put down in sport, and, you know, hopefully they can get their just reward for on Sunday, like that we can get that one more cup. Like, you know, we won two cups in a week, which was phenomenal, but they weren't satisfied with that. Even, like, after we won that night, everything was great, but they straight away the focus was on, you know, when are we back to training get ready for the All-Ireland series, and it was like a separate competition than it was supposed for ourselves. We gave them a bit of a week off, and, you know, we slowly built up, and, you know, look, I think we might have been caught the last day. We were, the lack of games, I think, really hindered us. We didn't play as well as we could, but we got over the line with the things we usually do, the hard work and the attitude, and the will to win will always be there with the girls, and it's just, I suppose, that bit of luck that hopefully we'll have on Sunday as well.
So tell us, what do you know about this Dunamoyne of Monaghan side?
Well, you know, their record speaks for itself, Dave. You know, we could sit here for the day and talk about cliches and, you know, good things, but they're actually one of the top club sides in the country. They have been for a number of years. They have three All-Ireland titles under their belt, and, like, you know, they have plenty of experience. I think, looking at their team the last day, six of those players started for Monaghan in their last championship game against Dublin, and another girl, Amanda Casey, came on. You know, they pedigree all over the field. They have two All-Stars, you know, current All-Stars who were only named there a couple of weeks ago. The goalie, Linda Martin, and Courtney has two All-Stars in a row. Like, and they've serious talent throughout the team, and they've a lot of experience at this level. Like, you know, fine, yeah, we're in our second final in a row, but they've been there and they've done it and they've won it, you know, and they've come back, you know, the first year they won it, they actually were beaten the previous year in the final. Like, so they know what we're hoping to do. They've experienced that already. And
yeah, I was going to say, like, crucially, they've lost finals as well. Like,
they have, like, so they're, you know, they're not, you know, they know what it takes to win it, and you know, they know what they need to do to win it after losing a couple as well. So, you know, they're formidable outfit. Like, you know, I couldn't speak highly enough of them. They bounced back from last year's disappointment in the Ulster final, and they were obviously very determined to beat Thurman, and they beat Thurman very well in the Ulster final. And look, Thurman looked after us last year in the final, so we can't, you know, underestimate them at all. And you can't belittle what they've achieved, because they beat a very talented Fox Rock Cam TV side in the semi-final as well, like, you know, beat them, and, like, you know, by all accounts, like, they were fairly comfortable. So you know, we're under no illusions. We know we're facing a very, very serious team on Sunday, and probably the best team we've played all year.
But Shane, what I would say to you is that if I was to speak to the Dunamwine management, I'm sure they'd make all those points about your Mourne Abbey side in terms of the experienced players you have, in terms of the inter-county. The difference might be the fact that they've won the final, but you can match a lot of the quality that they have.
Oh, we definitely can, like, you know, and there's no point in me coming on here and saying that we're total underdogs there Sunday. We're not, like, you know, I think there'll be nothing between us, like the semi-final between ourselves and Camburn. Like, we knew there were two good teams. I think we're a good team. You know, I think we've proved that all year. We proved that last year. We've got fantastic players throughout the squad who have loads of experience. So, like Sunday, if we win Sunday, it won't be a shock to anybody, including, you know, ourselves. Like, we, you know, we've great belief in ourselves. We know we're good enough to do it. But, you know, we know that on Sunday it's going to be a serious battle. And, you know, I think maybe that whoever gets that little bit of luck will get over the line, because I think both teams are fairly evenly matched. You know, when you look down through the squad, you know, there's a lot of strength there. You know, both teams will able to mix it if they have to mix it. And, you know, there's plenty of pace in both teams. There's some class forwards in both teams, excellent defenders. You know, with two top-class goalkeepers, two of the best goalies in the country, I'd say. You know, it's going to be a very, very even game, I'd say, Sunday. You know, and I wouldn't... And look, I'm not saying down our chances at all. Like, I think we've every chance of winning it.